The ballots from Sunday's presidential election were still being counted when insurgents in the Donbas region seized the area's main airport and fought one of the fiercest battles to keep control over the city of Donetsk. Moscow has officially endorsed the Ukrainian election, but Ukrainian officials say Russia is sending forces across the border to fight alongside the separatists, and this needs to be addressed.
Ukraine needs to organize its defense, but not just the protection of the Ukrainian-Russian border. We need to use all government resources, especially in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions.
Local officials say some of the wounded fighters hospitalized after this week's fighting in Donetsk are Chechen nationals. Chechnya's pro-Russian leader Ramzan Kadyrov is denying claims he sent the fighters on Moscow's orders. But Washington-based political analyst Peter Yeltsov is skeptical of this denial.
If there are Chechens right now fighting together with the Russian separatists in Donetsk, that means just one thing, that they were sent by Kadyrov directly and they are some kind of Kadyrov's militia, Kadyrov's people.
Yeltsov says Russian President Vladimir Putin most likely asked his ally Kadyrov to dispatch Chechen fighters to eastern Ukraine.
It's an incredible hypocrisy. On the one hand, Russia supports separatism within Ukraine and at the same time fights separatism within Russia in case of Chechnya. So he would, of course, want to show we have no Chechen separatism anymore and Chechen wanted great Russia and would fight even on the side of the Russian separatists in Ukraine.
Yeltsov says there are other signs that Chechen fighters were sent by Russia.
They're well trained because we can see from the news that these are not just random people. These are well trained people who have arms. Where are they getting them? They're clearly getting them from the Russian Federation.
An uneasy calm has returned to the streets of Donetsk, where residents spent several nights seeking shelter from the shooting.
It is time to end this and start talks and agree on something peaceful and stop shooting from both sides.
But observers say the insurgents are only regrouping for their next move. Slavica Ho, VOA News, Washington.